What It Up Is More FM, Segala, James Arthur and Lasting Lover. It is 11 to 9. What It Up Is More FM. If you're just dropping your kid off at Lakeview School and you need the reminder, it's Mufti Day. Just a little FYI on that one. You don't want to be that kid. Absolutely not. Right, the big interview was last night. A lot of people are going, oh, don't care, doesn't affect the way I live. The issues raised in it, however, are issues that have been raised in New Zealand now for a very long time. One of race and one of mental health. But when you break it down to what they said and what the palace has come out and said as well, you can see the acknowledgement there and the fact that they are a family and they will deal with it in-house. Not necessarily a bad thing. But did you know sometimes it's not what's said, it's the actions that go along with it, the body language. It is my pleasure to welcome a body language expert to the show. Suzanne, good morning.
Good morning, Brent. How are you?
I'm very well. What did you make of the body language with Harry and Meghan?
Well, it's very interesting. She's a really polarizing character. At the end of the day, you know, she does a lot of things that don't add up. Right. And the emotional baseline, she goes from cold, calculated, warm, strategic, scripted and fluid. So, you know, when she met Oprah, they were very mirrored in their body language, which means they've got a really good rapport, mm-hmm. which is good for an interview.
Yeah.
But from a perspective of pulling out the gnarly bits, you know, when she first started asking about Harry and had she Googled Prince Harry, you know, she categorically said no.
Which really surprised me, because wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know, and even the Americans are fascinated with the royal family because they don't have one. She must know something.
Well, her body language said different. She did, when she's uncomfortable, she reframes her hair, she does eye blocks, and she moves her head around, but she keeps her body quite composed. And she did an elongated eye block at that point when she said she never Googled Prince Harry. Mm. And that's, you know, what that does is reference shutting off. It can be a non-truth or something that's hidden, or that she didn't do it and she wished she had, you know.
Yeah.
The eyes tell a lot. Our body language reflects well how we think and feel. And you can't hide it if you know what to look for. And then she said when she met Harry, you know, they had a lot in common with their charities. And then she touched her nose. When you touch your nose, you know the Pinocchio syndrome.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, well, what happens when you're nervous? You get the hairs on your nose. You know, start to itch. And so you have to touch your nose because the blood rushes to the extremities. So she was very uncomfortable at that point.
Mm.
And also when she was talking about a wedding, you know, it should have been a wonderful day, but again, she did negative eye blocks.
It's interesting to get all this information, because you do start to look at things just that little bit more differently. Any tips for my wife? What do I need to watch out for, apart from the touching of the nose? Of course I love you.
Well, turning the body away, you know, she said she wasn't fussed about meeting the Queen, which is a big thing in anybody's eyes, and she then leans forward. So what she was saying and her body didn't match. But wow. When she was talking about mental health, that she gulped, she did a lip press of sadness, and that was actually very real.
It's amazing, isn't it, how much that body language does effectively give you away, because that's what it is, isn't it? It's kind of giving you away.
Very much, it does. And, you know, the interaction between Harry and herself, I mean, Harry was not comfortable on camera at all. You know, initially his body was folded up, and he was, interestingly, when she was talking about the race issue, he was fiddling with his wedding ring, which often means, you know, he's not comfortable with what she's saying.
Wow.
Yeah, and she put her hand on top of his hand to silence him at one point, and then he did the same with her. So I think they're equals. You know, everybody says she's dominant, but I think he stepped up, and they are quite equal in that respect.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see how this one plays out, I guess, over the coming days and weeks. Who's really good at you know, playing the body language card? You take a look at our Prime Minister. She's a great communicator. What does her body language say often?
Well, I mean, she's authentic. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a tiny little niggles on some things, but, you know, she's the most incongruent body language with what she's saying that I've ever seen in a politician, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so what do we need to watch out for, do you think, when the next press conference happens?
Well, when somebody's saying something and, you know, they're saying something that should say yes and they're shaking their head no, or they're turning their body away, or they're lowering their eyes.
Yeah.
You know, any of those sort of things, or they're folding their arms. You know, any of those sort of things where you're actually shutting up when you should be opening up.
Beautiful. Suzanne, thank you so much for your time on the show. Really appreciate it. We will speak to you again, I think, in the future. What a great insight. You know, I'm now very aware of some of my mannerisms.
Thank you for having me, Brent.
This is What It Up is More FM. So a snake was found in Auckland yesterday. Can you believe it? It's all a bit strange, isn't it? Not in What It Up, but we don't have snakes, we have eels, so remember that. We'll take a look at that in 3 minutes at more.